You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. That's the name of this program, WGOD, where we're tuning into God's frequency because God has got a word for you today, and He always has a word for you. God is always speaking, as I like to say, being a radio man that I am, as well as a pastor and a Bible translator, that God is always broadcasting. As my announcer, the late Ray Cassis, says here, which you just heard in the beginning, God is always broadcasting. We're tuning in today to His frequency. He's got a lot to say today about truth. Truth is found in a person, my friends. His name is Jesus, who Himself says, I am the truth. He said, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And Pontius Pilate responds for all of humanity and says, what is truth? What is truth? And that is so typical of the world today that denies absolute truth. You know, you've got your truth, I've got mine, just as long as yours doesn't interfere with mine. No, it doesn't work that way. There's only one truth, and that is Jesus Christ. It's in a person. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. There is one way to have eternal life. There is one way to make it into heaven. There is one way to have your sins obliterated. And there is one way to be reconciled back to God the Father. And that is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. And that brings about responses like what we're reading and hearing about in Pilate here today. This is the last part of this message. You're not going to hear the whole thing, but we only got 14 minutes and 30 seconds, so let's go. If you'd like a copy of the whole thing, feel free to write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail you the disc, or I'll send you the link. And we'll be back again tomorrow and Friday with our brand new study we just started in the book of Acts.
Worldly sorrow. It's the liberal progressive's way to leave this world, by the way. Have you noticed that? How stylish it is. Everyone calling on the angel of death, old Kevorkian, to come and take him away out of this world. That's worldly sorrow. When you're done with this world, you're going to come over and you're going to just write your own name down in some book and take your life when you're ready to take it and end it. Whereas God is sovereign, He's decided your end of days, not some Kevorkian fool. There's a difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. I want you to see that. Leaving this world is gain for Christians. You're just a pilgrim in this world. Remember that. All right, back to Judas. Verse 5. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went away and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the silver and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because that's the price of blood. And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field. as the Lord directed me. So even Jesus' betrayal was foreordained. Do you see that? His crucifixion was foreordained. Revelation 13:8 says he was slain before the foundation of the world. So why not have the guy who did it also foreordained? So are you telling me, Pastor, that Judas's act of betrayal was determined in advance and had no say in the matter? Personally, you can direct all correspondence to Darren Solana, Associate Pastor. That's S-O-L for everyone in the world that hears this. S-O-L-A-N-A. And yes, it was determined in advance because he is God and you're not. He does not need the approval of Paul W. Esposito, even though I've got a PhD. He still doesn't need my approval to govern his universe. All you and I can do is just bow down. This is what Nebuchadnezzar told you you ought to do, a pagan king. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He says, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. Among the inhabitants of the earth, none can stay his hand, and no one can say to him, what doest thou? Daniel chapter 4. No one can say to God, what doest thou? All you can do is bow in submission and extol him as who he is, Almighty God. And I'm grateful that you, living among 7 billion unbelievers, you can call Jesus Christ the Son of God. That's good news. Now, the gospel continues, verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. So then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled to bear his cross. By the way, Bill Steinbrook just rented a house on the street that they brought him down. He has a house on the Via Della Rosso, is where he's going to be living for 3 months when he's serving the Lord there in Jerusalem. Now, when they had come to the place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Why? Because this was like anesthesia. Gall. No, he was going to experience Paul Esposito's sins to the fullest extent and not dead in the pain by taking anything. It's not like going to the dentist or an operation where you wake up once it's over. He was going to be awake and take nothing for this. Nothing to dead in the pain for my sins and yours. Verse 35, then they crucified him, divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, spoken by the prophet, quote, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. All of that's part of awesome Psalm 22. Now, verse 36, we're going to get to Psalm 22 in a minute, too, if you want to stick your finger there in your Bible. Verse 36 of Matthew 27. Now, sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Now, listen to some of these verses from Psalm 22. starting in verse 16. Now keep in mind, David wrote this 1,000 years before what we're looking at here today. 1,000 years. Think about it. 1,000 years. 1,000 years. We're 1,000 years ago. What year is this anyway? 2019. Imagine that, 1,019. If someone wrote, on November 10th, Pastor Paul's going to get hot and take his jacket off. What would you do if you read that? What would you do if they had copies of that going back to 1100 and 1200 and 1300 and not just four copies, but thousands of copies? What would you do? Pastor Paul's going to take his jacket off because he's going to be hot. And everyone's going to be looking at the clock because the Dolphins are home this week. This is what I got to endure here. Listen to what the man wrote 1,000 years before it happened. Verse 16. Now David is writing, but remember, David, the last thing David said before he died is that the Holy Spirit spoke, this is 2 Samuel 23:1. The Holy Spirit spoke through me. His words were on my tongue. That's one of the last things David said before he died, is he's promising all of you that what you read in the Psalms is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Verse 16. Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and they stare at me. They divide my garments among them. For my clothing, they cast lots. Stuff like this made a believer out of me. This is too much for the mind to comprehend. Friends, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Meaning, that's why there's prophecy in this book. So that you will know that that's true. That Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the only reason for it. Did you hear these things we just read? They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But that's not even the most incredible one for me. The most incredible, awesome prophecy ever spoken, right here, keep reading, verse 7 and verse 8. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads, saying, now look, there's quotations around the next verse. If you got a good Bible, verse 8. Very rarely do you find quotation marks in the book of Psalms. What happens? What does it mean when we put quotation marks around something? Right? My wife said to me yesterday, and I quote, that means they're going to tell you something verbatim, right? You're exactly going to repeat what you heard or what you know. Now look at the quotation marks around what David says. Quote. Even verse 7 wasn't quoted. Or the other verses. Only this one. Quote. He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.